you may have realized that being healthy feels different than it did in the past now that you're over 50. If you want to maximize your health potential but don't have time to read through overwhelming pages of Google links, this is the show for you. Welcome to Healthy Tips After 50. We love doing the research, finding solutions, talking to health experts, and learning what works and what doesn't. Now, your host. She spent the last 25 years dedicated to feeling her best and is here to share her best findings with you, Susan Rosen.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Susan Rosen. And my guest today is, and I'm probably going to screw this up, is Kim Askey-Strasser?
Yep.
All right. And she is here to tell us about Meta Brain Labs. And so I will, without me trying to, you know, explain it and wreck it totally, I'm going to welcome Kim and ask her to tell us a little bit more about what she's doing and what the Brain Labs are.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan, for having me. So you're right. My name's Kim Askey-Strasser. I am a certified life and weight loss coach. I'm also a nurse. And I've been doing life coaching now formally for probably 3 years, and as a nurse executive leader for many years prior to that, before I probably knew what I was doing. And I
know that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. And I found Meta Brain Labs almost a year ago, and just found a really interesting connection. Sometimes you just know when you know you find someone, and we're doing the same thing in different ways. And so if you think of me as a life coach, working with people one-on-one, trying to understand, the premise of life coaching is really understanding yourself and your thoughts and gaining a new way of living through awareness, so that you can first accept some things just as we are, and then intentionally change them, you know, decide that I want to be different, be better, whatever your word is for that. But the growth and evolution process that is sort of the human experience, coaching is what I like to call sort of a springboard or an accelerator to that. It gives us.
Yeah. I also do coaching. So.
Oh, you do? Yeah. So you're people know. So doing that, then, you know, sometimes it takes time. And what Meta Brain Labs has done is they've created technology to support this. So we've kind of combined our two expertise together. So Meta Brain Labs is built on the premise of coaching, but it is a wearable brain computer interface technology. And what that means is it is this little wearable headband, and I don't know if people will see, but I'll show you, Susan. It's this little wearable headband, and it's a receiver only. So it just is monitoring brain waves, and then it connects to an app, so the computer. And what it does is, if in a coaching session, we uncover what we think is a blocking issue, whether you're trying to improve your health, your relationship, your career, whatever it is, you come up with a limiting belief. Then we take it to the technology and essentially verify it. So I would write down a question into the computer, and we've written several, we call them programs, that would ask you a question like, why do you believe that it is unsafe to speak in public for someone, for example, who might be afraid of public speaking? And they would start to answer that question. And the technology is much like a reverse lie detector. So it will confirm when it gets to a deep unconscious belief, when it gets really true for you, it will validate that. And so what ends up happening is we have these aha moments by using the brain computer interface, where we can accelerate even that evolution much further, because we can uncover, wow, I didn't realize that this is what I thought about myself or about issue. And then the way that we do the work then is we acknowledge that, and then we rewrite it. So what would you like to think instead? And a lot of times that is the opposite, but as you know, in coaching, sometimes it's a little bit massage. So that also gets validated through the brain computer interface to say, yeah, that is true for you for now. Right. And so I like to think of coaching, and you probably do the same, where it's like we sort of climb a set of stairs when we want to. So what we believe now, might not be our end goal, but it's the closest thing we can believe now. And that's what the brain computer interface really helps with, is to validate, yeah, you do believe this. And if you've ever worked on positive affirmations with somebody, sometimes we reach
oh
too
yeah
far, right? And it's like, it's just not working. And it, so this yep. helps keep us where we are, and then we can actually build from there. And the program then itself, once we confirm both of these phrases, essentially takes you to a recording section, and you record your own voice saying, I no longer feel whatever the unconscious belief pattern is.
Okay.
And then I feel whatever your intentional feeling is. And you listen to them twice a day for 2 weeks. And that's been the time frame that has been studied and validated to be what makes the biggest difference. So doing that twice a day for 2 weeks does actually create a new neural pathway. And people can report not necessarily the idea of being overly happy and positive all the time, but those negative sort of lingering and little beliefs that come up that hold us back are quieter. They don't hear them as often. So it doesn't pop up as much.
Okay.
And so
Right.
We're able to progress forward more quickly. So that's sort of the Cliff's Notes version of how the technology works.
Okay. Interesting. And so when you work through one limiting belief, then do you then move on to another one and kind of break all this down so that eventually you've cleared a lot of these
So
things?
The intention behind it is it's technology that you purchase. So once you partner with us, you get the EEG headset, you get that to keep. So it's a one-time purchase. And the idea is that this is a lifestyle approach. So it's something you would use forever. So what we teach in our coaching programs is the process for one. And two, we can give people sort of a roadmap of, these are some beliefs you want to work on for the next 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. And so you could sort of map those out. I always recommend doing one at a time. So if you think about the idea of climbing a set of stairs, you could focus on one problem, your relationship, your work, something, and have a 20 stair plan to follow to start to change your whole perception around it, purely to feel better, to feel how you want to feel in those moments, which our feelings, as you know, is then what drives our behavior. So when we can get through what's stressing us out, what's making us feel frustrated, what's making us feel angry or unsure, then start to sort of do more of what we want to do. So it is something that we want our clients to learn how to use, and then, and ideally DIY it on their own as much as they want to. Our program is all about kind of creating specific areas of interest and taking groups of people through that together. So we just did one on sort of self-care and self-awareness, which is like a baseline of how to use it, but really figuring out how to take care of yourself, even when, and especially when you feel like you're supposed to be taking care of other people or other things, right? As we all do. I like to say, especially us women, but I think by and large, a lot.
I agree.
We put other people's first, everything first.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm first in line and telling people that does not work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So
no.
We can tell people all day long that it doesn't work. This technology and this process is all about helping the individual to learn how to believe that truly for themselves, because that's what makes the biggest difference. And our next big step, my next big step, is to pair this with weight loss. Like I told you, I'm a life and weight loss. I have been. So I've partnered with a bariatric surgeon and a internal medicine physician who's prescribing, you know, all the latest weight loss medications. And we are taking the education that I provide, which is science-based, nutrition-based, all that stuff, about weight loss with their intervention, and then this coaching to help those clients achieve much more lasting success and confidence in their change. So that's kind of our next, if you think about cohorts being groups of people who want the same thing, that's the next pilot study that we're working on. So we're pretty
Well,
excited about
that's,
looking for participants
yeah.
in school.
Oh no, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's such a huge area. You know, I mean, it's not good. It hasn't been getting any much smaller, even though there's all these different weight loss things out there, right?
It doesn't
And
get smaller, and I don't, from what the research I've done anyway, a lot of the individuals using like Wegovy and Ozempic, they're not receiving guidance on what to do to change their lifestyle. And the
Right.
physicians that I work with feel really frustrated that they don't have the time or the resources to do that. So what we're hoping to do is to create a repeatable model that then can be placed into these clinics all around the country, and so that everybody who's going through this enormous change in their life have the full breadth of resources necessary to create that lasting change. Because I do think bringing all of that together, I don't have any judgment against the surgery or the drugs or anything like that. If someone wants to use that as a tool, the lifestyle change and the mindset shift is what will be the thing that makes it stick. And so we want to make that accessible to everybody.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes, I totally agree. Having been a very fat teenager in early
It's
20s.
stressful, and there's so many belief patterns that go with that about yourself and
Oh my
about
God,
your
yeah.
ability. And so even with, like, if you imagine being overweight, and even, you look very healthy and fit now, having overcome that, there's probably still lingering stress about, like a scarcity mindset of I have to keep myself in this, regimen, otherwise it'll go off the rail. And figuring out how to create the mindset that makes you feel comfortable, calm, secure, and confident in your future is really what I want to provide for people, because I think it's completely available.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's very true. Yeah, I personally, I don't even think about it anymore. I mean, I lost the weight when I was like 21. And so,
Yeah.
you
You've been
know,
a whole different person for a lot longer than you were that person, which is what you
exactly. So, and I was very lucky at the time because I ran into a doctor at my school, at my college, my university at Cal. That's when they used to provide medical support
Yeah.
when you were a student, right? They
That's
don't
right.
do that anymore.
They don't. That's so foreign to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to her and she sat me down. And she said, you know, she said, if you don't lose weight now, you'll be fighting this the rest of your life.
So, what do you think that
And
did to
I heard that.
Because you heard it, right? What do you think that did in your brain? Because that changed a whole path, a neural pathway for you, where you were like hard left. If you don't change, you're going to be struggling with this for the rest of your life. In that moment, you very much decided, I'm not
That's
going to be
right.
that person.
Yeah.
Right. And so
Yeah,
then, because it's
exactly.
not like that gave you more science information. It didn't give you like stop
No,
eating
no,
like you.
she helped me to do it, but
Yeah.
that was what started it.
That gave you the motivation. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, it's a, and people don't always know what we're putting in each other's heads and how powerful that is. But
Oh,
that's what happened to
yes.
all of us. And that's why this work is so interesting
Yep.
to me, because good, bad, indifferent, we all have things that were planted in our heads somewhere, and they create who we are. Usually around ages like 7 to 10, there's a lot of inputs that happened there. And in the absence of like some significant trauma to take you off course, that determines your identity as an adult. And so that's really what we're wrestling with our unconscious, is connecting with really old thought patterns that maybe don't even have a whole lot of truth to them anymore, and just undoing them, which first starts with acknowledging that they're there, right? And what they are, and finding them. And that can take so much time, which is why technology is so interesting and available. So why not?
Oh
But
no, absolutely.
that's kind of the premise of all of it. It's like we can We have so much more agency over ourselves, I think, than we were taught growing up. Like, we weren't taught how to watch the way our brains think and make intentional decisions and be thoughtful about what you might be saying to somebody, right? Like,
All right. Oh no, exactly. Exactly. No. And you know, everyone's a lot more aware now,
yeah,
even than
is
when I was growing up. I mean, for goodness sakes, you know, I mean, I was supposed to grow up and have kids and stay home.
Yep.
You know, a job was not anywhere in the mix.
Nope.
So, yeah. Yeah, the
Nope.
whole
And
world
I
has
mean, those
changed.
are, those are things that I, for example, work on with the technology is I find a lot of my daily triggers, which is, I mean, that's really if someone was interested in probably similar to you in your coaching practice or in this technology. The thing that would make you know that you're interested is like I have these emotions that pop up and I don't really know, like I don't want to feel them, but they're there and then I act from them. It's that idea of being triggered. And my triggers are very much tied to those like gender norms and oh man, I just have so much in here from childhood that was not intentionally placed in my head by my mom or my dad, but unintentionally it very much was by them. Grandparents and society. And so, as I also am a, professional, not a stay-at-home mom, not, none of those things. And it's, but the things that push me to feel like that's my job creates a lot of anxiety and stress and anger. And it's all in my unconscious. And so, when I work with the technology, those are typically the thought patterns I'm working on to release, like, because and you hear it out in the world, well, if I don't do it, who's going to? And those are the kind of thought patterns that I have to wrestle with and undo. It's like not everything has to get done for one thing. Like that's something I have to train my brain to do. Like if I don't do it, nobody will do it, basically. And it's okay. If there is a fork in the sink all day long, you are going to survive. And my unconscious brain does not want to believe that.
No, you're not responsible for everything that goes on in your
Right.
life or in the world.
Right. And sometimes we have to retrain ourselves to really believe that.
Oh no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think society has gotten better. It's not good necessarily, but it's better. You know, with women in particular, that they to try and I can't think of what the right word is, but you know, have role models, do an example, be an example of no, you don't have to take on everything. No, everything is not your responsibility.
I've seen
You
it. I've
know,
definitely seen
yeah.
I don't know, the story a little bit more clearly of late, which is not just, you are of course allowed to work and do all of those things, but kind of my generation was the one, I'm in my 40s, and mine was sort of the one where, like, yes, we all work and we do all the things our maybe non-working mothers did. And my mom worked, and
Oh
so
yeah.
that was easier role model, I guess. But
Yeah.
now I do hear the dialogue shifting to include,
Yeah.
well, yes, you can't, of course, you can work, and not everything is your responsibility at
That's
home
right.
or with the family, and family
Yeah.
isn't required. And to your point, like you don't have to grow up, get married, have 2.5 kids and a dog if you don't want to.
Exactly. Yeah, and see, I mean, I'm a perfect example of that because I never wanted kids. Never
Never.
wanted kids. No. I babysat for too many kids when I was growing up, and I got over that totally.
Yeah, I did not. I have a lot.
No. Well, but you know, somebody's got to do it.
Right. Don't worry, the human race is going to go on.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I married somebody who had already had two kids,
Oh, interesting.
grown kids.
Okay. Yeah, that's my life. I have two biological and two stepkids, but we all live together.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So this way I get to have, grandchildren. He's got two
Yeah.
grandchildren, and I get to have all of that and not have to go through any of it or be responsible for any of it.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
I thought so. But yeah, that's it's and it excuse me, it is interesting when you look back on the circumstances of growing up, right? I have three older brothers. I'm the only girl and much younger. And that had a huge impression's not the right word, but
I mean, it made you who you are. If you can just
oh,
imagine,
totally.
and that's what, I think, is so fascinating, and it applies to every single human being, this type of work. Because just imagine growing up with three older brothers. If you objectively look back and, assume, look at your past self, the things that you were probably told over and over and over again out of it, probably no obvious intention, good, bad, or indifferent, just things that were told to you as if they were truth. Like, well, you got to keep up with the boys, or your brothers are going to protect you, or you can't get away with anything, or she's not going to take anything from anyone. Whatever was said to you because of this circumstance that was that your parents had three male children a certain number of years before they had you, right? Which is just a circumstance in the world. And
That's
then
right. Yeah.
shaped by such a large degree, shaped who you were because of the dialogue that
Oh,
existed around
yeah.
you, which is really what laid a foundation for your unconscious thought patterns and
Yeah.
ultimately your identity. And we all have that. Like we all, and it's, I mean, we
Yes.
know we have it, and some is environmental, some is, more nurture, nature, whatever.
Yeah.
But we all have similarities, so we can connect with one another. And that's how,
Yeah.
like, human interaction can be so helpful. But, people talk about oldest sibling syndrome, middle child, youngest child, and we all have these ways of being because of how we were treated and what we experienced from people around us. And that's not, it has no judgment whatsoever. It just is. And so under as a human, then trying to quote unquote live your best life and things get in your way, that's the stuff that gets in your way. It's thought patterns about yourself that prevent you from getting to where you want to be. And it has nothing to do with being a middle child or the youngest of four or the only girl in a mix of boys. But it does happen. And even in today's world, I have three boys and a girl. And, I don't know what I'm saying on a regular basis to make any of them think anything, but they're going to have things in the future that are an impact based on the way that I behave to each of them individually, right? Because I'm a part of their experience, shaping their identities. And, they'll have the opportunity to figure that all out when they're a little bit older and more developed. But I think that's what's so fascinating about this kind of work and this technology and this science. It does apply to everybody, and I'm excited to apply my expertise in health and weight loss and all of that. But in the meantime, I still coach a lot of people just on life. They're like, I just kind of want to feel better. And so we get together and we talk about what's making them feel not great, decide how they want to feel instead, and then interact with the technology to really accelerate that, which then just becomes fun. I think in the future of this technology, it will be what I would consider a coach in your pocket, where you could pull it out and so many questions in our app that you can, and there's already so many, you could scroll through and find like a program that matches what you're going through, you know, syndrome. I give too much. I care too much. I don't care enough. There's some sports ones in there. And so if you're having an issue, probably find one that the question just starts to prompt your thoughts. And so you can kind of start anywhere, and then it's all going to be individualized because it's a response-based computer interface, which I'm excited about because I can, I mean, I have the technology myself, but I think it'd be so awesome for other people everywhere to have this, because a lot of times we want to talk. Like your clients think, I wish I had a call with Susan this afternoon, but they don't. It's not till next week or the following week. And by then they're sort of past their trigger, and the call is still helpful.
Yeah.
But
at
the moment, wouldn't it be so nice to like be with your mind and actually be able to out and say, oh, that's what I'm making this mean, which just, I mean, as you probably know, by and large, the thoughts that block us have something to do with not feeling good enough, right? Not feeling deserving, not feeling good enough, smart enough, brave enough, whatever it is. And we often don't, in the moment, we want to think about something a little bit more superficial. Like, no, it's definitely this thing that's happening that's making me feel terrible, not me. But having that technology in your pocket gives the user then the opportunity to really have that aha moment of, oh, and the beauty of it is that's where the power is, right? Because we can't change the world. We can't change the circumstances. But when you realize, oh, this is me feeling triggered about not feeling like enough or being afraid to be vulnerable or something like that, and then you can work on that and actually start to change your mindset in the face of that trigger, even, which is, I think, where the greatest benefit comes in, because then you can be in those moments where we would normally feel triggered and not feel it nearly as much versus avoiding the circumstance altogether, which is historically my favorite move, right? Like, I'll just avoid it. I'll just not go in that situation.
I'm not going to think about it, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yep. Right, exactly. It's far easier. But it doesn't
exactly. Work. So I'm assuming that you guys work with men and women, right?
Yes.
Or I should say women and men.
We work with men and women, and I guess any gender identity whatsoever.
There's no exactly. Anyone who's a us and all that kind of stuff, or an I or a me, or
So we work with everybody. So far, there hasn't been a cohort that has made sense that we need to make it, you know, gender specific for any sort of comfort or safety. But in the future, that if it ever becomes a thing, I've worked with just women in the past for different topics, and sometimes that makes sense. But for what we're doing at MetaBrain Labs and in our various sort of subgroups, so I have MetaBrain Self, and then we're building MetaBrain Weight Loss, is what I was referring to.
Right.
And they're all mixed.
And that's for everybody. All genders.
So they all have sort of a common, it's helpful when we take a group through something that they have a common goal, because it makes application of the work much more tangible and specific. Yeah, so I've done it sort of a broad, just teaching awareness and teaching how to use the technology. And that does help, but it doesn't tie as closely with action. And that's what most of us want, is it's like, okay, but what do I also do? And so when when we have a group of people focused on a similar goal, then we can get kind of specific in an action plan to match the mindset shifting plan.
Which is makes so much sense. Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're doing something, it's like, you know, having a buddy when you are trying to lose weight or trying to, you know, exercise or whatever. I mean, it just, having somebody else that you can call and complain to.
Yep. Call and complain to and get support. And I mean, if you think about it, the way that we were conditioned to be where we are was a product of community too. And so when we want to change,
you think?
Yeah. And so when we want to change, that's why all the self-help books say surround right. yourself with people who want the same thing as you, because it makes it easier for your brain to get on board. If you stay yep. in your old circle, you know, like someone who wants to stop overeating, for example, but they stay uh-huh. with friends who love to bake and love to have snacks and love to go
yes,
out,
yes.
then you're going to be resisting against mm-hmm. social norms, yep. which inherently doesn't feel safe to our primitive brain. And not to mm-hmm. say you can't hang out with those people anymore, but just expanding your community to include people who want more of what you want allows for the transition to be faster and more lasting. So we try to create those communities right. as much as we can.
Yeah, no, and that does make perfect sense, mm-hmm. you know. And the other part of it too is, excuse me, there are a lot of people, and I think I probably did this for a while myself in different areas, where you almost purposely socialize or you know, go and spend time with people who don't have the same issues you do, right? And it yeah. kind of gives you an excuse for why you're not doing this, or you're not completing this, or you're, you know, yeah. all of that kind of yeah. thing.
Gives you an out. So then you get stuck. Yeah. You get stuck through a belief of, I can't have that because I'm different right. somehow, right? Yeah. And mm-hmm. and then you'll just keep not getting what you want.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly, exactly. So, are there different levels that people, as far as coming in, or are they purchasing the equipment, or are they renting it, or how does that work? Why don't you tell us more about the actual program, kind of?
Yeah. So right now, we're still in sort of early phases. So there are some great opportunities for people to get involved if they want to. So the weight loss one we're currently piloting. So our clients up to a certain capacity who choose to do that would actually get the product at no charge and get to use it for the duration of the pilot and then decide if they want to purchase it.
Okay.
So that's a great opportunity, and they can reach out to us on MetaBrain if they are interested. But what we're selling by and large is we call it like an intro pack, where you get the headset and you get an hour with me or one of our coaches to teach you how to use the product and then decide which cohort you want to go into. We do have sort of, like I said, we do have an intro sort of package that is 6 months long that we can take people through to teach someone how to use it. And we can put a group of people through that. Ideally, someone would want to do this starter pack and then decide where to go from there. What is their area of focus? Because the cohorts rotate as time goes on, and our, well, client interest and then our coach availability of which one we're working on right now until it gets a little bigger.
That makes sense.
It's always available is the headset and one-on-one coaching. So if we don't have something going for exactly what your issue is, we can purchase time with me or one of our other expert coaches to work on that. Like just onboarding a substance abuse coach, and he's working on his program for that. But in the meantime, if they didn't have a cohort and someone was really dying for that support, we could set them up with him and get going. So the best way to do it, I think, is that intro starter pack, buy the headset and have a call with me. And as of now, we still offer a money back guarantee. So if you use it, you hate it and you don't want it, you can send the headset back to us and we will use it with somebody else. Cause we want people to be totally satisfied, and we want people to use it. We want to learn from others' experiences and be able to, the more people that use it, the more we can optimize it, just like any other technology, you know? So that's our big dream. Mm-hmm. And really, the more people that use this in more areas of their life, the sooner the founder and I will be able to get to our ultimate dream, which is we believe that the way that we think about ourselves is what ultimately creates our overall health and our longevity. And that if we can understand the way we think and reduce stress and negative thinking and create intentional thinking, we can actually eliminate a lot of chronic diseases like heart disease, obesity, diabetes, because
yeah.
we believe what we think actually ends up creating that wellness picture for ourselves. Once we can prove that, then this modality will be much more available to the general public, which the reason that I'm into all of it is, as a nurse, I got really tired of treatment, knowing that so much treatment could be prevented if people just knew how and believed in themselves and their ability to do it. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the big dream. So what we're doing now is to make it accessible as much as anything.
No, I think that's a great dream. I think it's a great, it's a great idea and a great goal.
Yeah.
Excuse me, for sure.
So we're excited
Absolutely.
About it. But the best way is at metabrainlabs.com, and we could probably put it in your show notes. And I know metabrainself.com has
that.
A lot of my contact information and has opportunities to purchase. So that's where the intro pack can be purchased, is metabrainself. But can also email us at any time with any questions. My email address is kim@metabrainlabs.com.
Okay, do me a favor.
I
don't know if you have my email. Anyways, I will give you my email when we finish, and you can send me all of that, which would be great. Oh, good. You put it in the chat. Okay.
Yeah, email it to you too, though. Yeah, so everybody know it.
We'll do.
And again, don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love people to ask questions, even if you're just a little bit interested and want to know more. We're here, and we're still a fairly small team, so we can respond pretty quickly and happy to talk to anyone who's interested.
Yeah. Well, and having been in excuse me, a number of startup businesses, the best ideas usually come from outside. It's somebody who's using it who goes, well, why don't you do this? And you go, oh, God, you know, one of those should have had a V8 kind of thing. It's like, oh, why didn't we think of that? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we've brought more people in, we've had a lot more of those kind of aha moments, which has been fun. But you're right. When it's a small group, it's really easy to get focused on, you know, the one thing you're trying to accomplish, and you miss maybe goal to the left and right. So
well, you know, that's keeping yourself focused is still in the long run the best thing to do. It's only when you've got a little bit more wiggle room, I guess, if you want to call it that, or whatever, you know, to look to the left and look to the right, that you can see some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But if you don't keep yourself focused.
Yeah. And I mean, I've worked for several startups as well, and I'm pleased to say that where we are, because MetaBrain Labs has been working for several years and I've been working with them for about a year, we're definitely focused, and even more so than we were 9 months ago. Much more focused on where we want to go with this big vision of what pieces make sense to bring in to get to this big picture goal of really mapping the way we think with our physical health and longevity, because it matters to those of us who are overly invested in it. So
and not just monetarily.
Not just monetarily, no. It's an energetic investment above most, but which is great. I love to find a passion.
Yeah.
It
oh,
makes
for sure.
Work a lot of fun, as you know.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Exactly. Yeah. You don't mind getting up and going to work in the morning. Yeah. Exactly. So. Okay. Well, I think unless you have anything else you want to throw out there to let people know, I think we've covered most.
Yeah, I think we've covered most of it, and
okay. Make them go to your website and get more.
Yeah, if you want to send me an email with your email, then I can send you the links and stuff to put in the show notes. And if you forget anything, the PR company has all that stuff too. But
okay. Yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
They should.
Yes, that's right. That's what they're getting paid for.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to finish up with my usual, which is that neither of us are doctors. This is not medical advice. And if you are having a medical problem, please go to see your doctor or to the hospital if it's an emergency. And with that, thank you very much for being on.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
I will see everybody next week.
This has been Healthy Tips After 50 with Susan Rosen. To stay on the cutting edge of the most effective health strategies, subscribe to this podcast and let us know what you thought of the show with a comment or like on iTunes. Visit healthytipsafter50.com for this episode's show notes, more resources, and free offers.